You're listening to a download from North Sound One. Listen again.
And in Edinburgh with the Hasselhoffs. Not just one Hasselhoff, but three.
Hello!
Edinburgh rocks!
Oh, I think I'm going to have to leave and calm myself down now. All right, we have over there with David Hasselhoff. It's just amazing to meet you.
Thank you, sir.
But even more amazing, no offence, to meet your two daughters.
Thank you so much.
In the studio, we have Taylor and Hayley. Guys, hello, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Now, we're here in Edinburgh for the festival. And first of all, how are you finding Scotland?
It's so beautiful.
It's so pretty.
There's so much history here. We're like getting off the plane and there's castles everywhere. It's the coolest
amazing.
Thing in the world.
What about the weather? I'm going to ask that question.
I love it.
Yeah, she
Honestly,
does.
Honestly, we got out of the plane and I was like, fresh. Like,
it's
you
nice.
Just feel like it's just so, like, I just want to keep. I would love to just perform here all day long because
you
the
don't
air,
sweat.
Like, the air is just
sweat.
So fresh. And it's just, oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's really nice.
That's got to be my highlight that it'd be so far. You don't sweat in Scotland because
yeah.
it's so cold.
I love it.
Now, we know your dad from loads of shows. Most recently, Britain's Got Talent. We're going to talk about that in a second. But it's all about you girls today because you're launching a new single, which is called Kiss Kiss Bang, Kiss Me Bang Bang.
Kiss Kiss Me Bang Bang.
Well, I've got to ask, the title. What is it all about?
Whatever you want to make it.
Yeah.
But
right,
I mean,
like
it's about girl dominance. And I think that we wrote it with girl dominance in mind. And Kiss Kiss Me Bang Bang was our first thought of when we did write it. So
we want girl to have power. You know, it's all about guys taking control. And, you know, they have one night stands and they just leave the girl. And, you know, how the girls are disrespected. So we're kind of saying, you know, no, girls have a lot of power. We're a sister group. We have a lot of power together.
Yeah.
And we want girls out there to be like, you know, we have power. Power too, and a lot of people can agree with us that this song is for them too.
This is very good. I did notice when listening to it, it was a very girly song. I really like the remix as well. Have you guys heard the White Boys remix?
Oh yeah,
that's the remix for you. Yeah.
That's our single now.
That is, it's a fantastic remix. We're
going
to come back to that in a second. But really, the fame thing started with the Hasselhoffs, which is just on the telly across here. I think we saw about four episodes so far.
Okay.
How was that to be filmed like that? How do you deal with that in your life?
Well, I think in the beginning it was really weird because we weren't expecting so many cameras to be there all the time, and you know, it was a long process. You don't realize, like, you're like, oh my God, these cameras are never leaving, but you became like family with them, and you became really comfortable and kind of forgot that they were there. And it's kind of cool because now we have all of our home videos of kind of how we started a little bit ago, and. And now we're kind of just living the dream and really showing people that, you know, we don't get to where we are right now because of our dad. We get it because of the hard work that we put into it.
You get to see the raw stages of us. And finally, like, we, in the beginning of filming that show was the time where I was doing a TV series. She was taking time off of, you know, work and everything like that. And I think that it was really... We didn't realize how much we let go by taking time away from Bella Vita. And so you really get to see our, like, realization of, wow, if you aren't following your passion and your dream to the fullest, like, it's really going to hold you back. And that's exactly what it did. We had to work twice as hard once again because we, you know, took time away from singing lessons and dance lessons and all of that. And it kind of shows our journey of getting back on track. And I think that what's so cool about it is now here we are and it's coming out, and that was, you know, some time ago, so it's really cool to see that once you do actually follow back on your path, you get to where you want to be.
Now, when you said that you get where you are not because of who your dad is, and you obviously are doing loads of hard work, we can see that on the telly, does having David as your dad help a little?
I mean, it gets you to the door in the sense that he knows a lot of people.
Yeah.
He can pick up the phone and he can get on the phone with people that we could never. But that doesn't really mean much in the sense that you aren't going to get to a place in your life unless you have talent, unless you have stage presence, unless you are an entertainer. And for us, it's been really hard because, you know, we'll go to singing lessons.
Yeah, a lot of people judge us in the sense that they're like, oh, they're the Hasselhoff kids. They just want it for the fame or they want it for the limelight, blah, blah. But, you know, we have to prove to them, and we like proving to them because we like showing people, that, you know, how hard we've worked for this. And we strive for that. We strive to prove people wrong in that sense and to show them that we do have talent and that we know we do because we've worked for it. And I think that, you know, it's so great to have him as a mentor and as a guide and somebody that we can lean on for support. But I think that you know, it is definitely hard. We know when people meet us, they think that they're just doing our dad a favor. And then when they finally realize how passionate we are and how much we know about our genre and how much we know about ourselves and our singing and being sisters, I think helps definitely in knowing the other person and where they can go musically and perform it and with our performance. So I think they're very impressed.
Now, David, how do you rate your daughters? How do you feel they're doing? Like, obviously, mm-hmm. during the TV show, we saw them at the start, and it was almost like a progression.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long journey, and you know, and they have to go through it. I can't go through that journey with them, you know. It's like sometimes do I say, all right, they're going in the wrong direction. Do I tell them that that's the wrong direction, mm-hmm. or do I let them go through it and learn it?
Do you find that hard, though?
Because Yeah. And I say, okay, you know what? I'm going to let them go. All right, you want to go there? Go there. And then you're going to get beat up, and I know it. It's going to hurt my feelings. It's going to make me feel sad because I love them so much, but it makes them stronger. And they utilize that mission, that journey to make you stronger. And then it takes them to a direction that says, okay, we have to work harder. We have to spend more time not worrying about what we're wearing, but about our vocal performance. And then about when we open our mouths, we have something to say, and that we're gonna affect people with our performance, you know. And their priorities change from what do I wear to how do I sound and how do I sing this song. And that's what you find in their music. I mean, there's other songs that they sing. There's one song that is so great, like called Hurricane. I can't wait for it to come out. It's really like Adele. It's a beautiful ballad. I can't wait for the audience to see their inner talent, not just the techno pop, but the fact that they've got soul and they've got something to say, you know. So I'm a big supporter of hard work and growing and the journey, and that's what they're doing. And that's why the song got us here. You know, I didn't get us here. I can come here and talk about the Hoff all day. The song got us here, and they wrote the song, and the Y Boys, you know, came in, and I was able to help go out and say, find me some good remixers. They chose the Y Boys, and man, that marriage right now is working. So
yeah, they get our whole feel. The problem was that we had our song, but you know, we're not the type of people that can, you know, do all these great beats and make it amazing like that. We have the talent. We can make melodies. Well, we can write.
I don't know. I thought the radio edit was quite bouncy and quite dancey as well.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, that's how we started off. We're like an electronic dance pop group, and that's what we're trying to strive to do. It's our favorite music.
Now, you've got music, but you both want to do acting as well, don't you?
Yeah, we have been for a while.
Because I already know, I was kind of Googling you earlier on and found a couple of episodes on Cameo.com, is it?
Yeah.
Now, it's only thing I can compare it to over here is like Loose Women for teenagers.
Yeah.
That's how it's been described.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Cameo.com is a great site. It's the Jonas Brothers. They're the ones that are in charge of that. They created it. And basically, it's just me and three other girls and one guy, and we kind of just talk about all the issues going on in the life of a daily teen. And since we're teenagers, we can talk about it. And it's pretty cool because, you know, there's a guy in it too. So it's not like The View, but it's like The View for teenagers with a guy's twist on it as well. So every day we kind of come in and we talk about what's going on in the world and our impact and how we feel about it. And we all disagree, but we also agree at the same time. So it's a pretty fun show.
I came across a couple of episodes when I was YouTubing it. If you're going to watch it here, it's like Loose Women, but for teenagers.
Yeah, exactly.
It is Bella Vida. The guys are in the studio, and David's here as well.
Hello.
You've been very quiet for the first part of the year. I think we should talk to you a little bit more.
No, I'm very quiet. I'm letting the girls run with it because it's their their song, baby. This is their time.
Matt, I think that was the first play of it here in the Northeast.
Oh, cool.
I really like it. That was the first play. David, what do you reckon of the song?
You know, I think the song is fantastic because it actually came from them. You know, they said we have a song called Kiss Kiss Me Bang Bang, and I thought that's pretty funny because it shows the other side. It shows that girls are, you know, they have the sexy side, and they can believe me, girls really rule anyway. All this stuff about guy dominance, you know, when it comes down to it, guys are really shy, and in the end it's the girls that rule. And I mean, I find that even with my girlfriend. So, you know, it's like but they've come a long way, and they realize what their priorities are, and they're doing a great job, and it's really cool.
Now, what about you, yourself? Obviously, we had the last series of Britain's Got Talent. We're on series six now, aren't we, which is going to start. Are you coming back?
Yeah, well, Simon invited me back. I'm going to be in town doing... I'm developing my own show called An Evening With David Hasselhoff, or Being David Hasselhoff, The Truth Is. Like Being John Malkovich. I love that title. So I'm going to probably be going out to all proper theaters like the Wimbledon and the, you know, different theaters that you see in the West End, and do my own one-man show, and do the kind of music I like from Broadway and musicals and theater. And then I did an album called The Romantics with Frank Wildhorn, who wrote Jekyll and Hyde on Broadway. And so I'm going to be going out and doing that. But also I'll be in Bristol doing the Pantos. I'll be Hoff the Hook and Peter Pan over
course,
Christmas.
Yeah, I forgot to mention the Panto. It's behind you. You know, in Britain, we love Panto.
It's crazy.
Not so much as they do down south, but in Scotland, we do love a Christmas Panto.
Yeah, it's great, man. It's great. Come to Bristol and see it. It's going to be fantastic.
So there you go. I come to Bristol and see that. Now, I must talk about this as well. Hoff Space.
Hoff Space. Oh, yeah.
I only discovered this a few days ago. How amazing.
Yeah, you know, they had MySpace and they had YouTube, and I said, well, you know, I'm getting so many people on there that were actually like Facebook. There must have been 30 people saying they were David Hasselhoff. So I opened up my own Hoff Space. So you want to get it, you know, the true word from the Hoff, the Hoff father, come to Hoff Space, and that's basically where all the David Hasselhoff fans get the truth, you know, and they can all kind of get together and tell Hoff stories.
I need to admit, I've not joined up yet.
You should. Yeah, it's so great. Yeah.
Are you guys on Hoff Space?
Yeah, I am. But like, I can't go on it too much because I get really weird people writing me like nonstop.
Been on it in a really long time.
Yeah. You know, they have the funny part about it is Bella Vita already has a huge following in Germany because of Hoff Space. All the Hoff Space nerds are ready for you, baby. Yeah, they're waiting over there already. They signed over there already with Contour Records. I mean, they're just about launched because of Hoff Space.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds to shamelessly plug your own record, which is out tomorrow.
30 seconds. It's called Kiss Kiss Me Bang Bang. If your girl wants a guy, kiss kiss me bang bang.
If you want to have fun and you want a good, fun pumper-upper song on your way to your party, listen to our record. It's fun. It has heart humor. And
you can't go wrong with the Wide Boys.
No, you can't. It's a good dance, fun party song.
You know, that was a little bit longer than 30 seconds, but it was well.
Sorry.
Guys, it's been quite surreal speaking to you, but thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate. Thank you, Grant.
Woohoo.
Catch up on what you've missed and listen live at northsound1.com.